531.
An art sale has been set up in Tonga as an outlet for Tongan creatives to keep producing work during the lockdown. A huge part of the market has been impacted since border closures, and also tourists are no longer going to the Kingdom of Tonga. Plus, the dedicated art gallery Tanoa Hotel in Nuku'alofa that helped showcase local art is currently closed. It is a quarantine facility for repatriated Tongan nationals returning from overseas. So a group of five artists work together to sell their artwork to help them get by. One of the artists, Tanya Edwards, is on the line now, joining us via telephone from the Kingdom of Tonga. Si o te ofa, welcome to the program, Tanya.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's nice to be here.
Oh, kia ora, tani fiafia koe polo kalama oi ahoni. Now, Tanya, where exactly are you guys holding this Tongan art sale?
So it's actually in the Langawhanua Centre, right in the middle of Nuku'alofa. So one half of the building is dedicated to the Langawhanua Centre, as you know, and the other side of the building has been taken over by Tayasu Koka. She has a small cake shop in there, and in the middle of the building there's a conference room which we use as a gallery space.
Oh, very nice. And I understand is it closing tomorrow, the art sale?
Well, we've actually had quite a lot of interest, so we're going to run it for an extra week and
see
nice. How we go.
Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
So it's been doing well.
So tell me about the art that's on display or that's showcased there for sale, and how it's helping, our local artists.
Yeah, so there's five of us that are exhibiting at the moment. I'm the only one that's not a full-time artist, so I have my own job that I go to. And then art is something that I do on the side. But for the rest of the artists, it's their full-time work.
Cool, yeah.
So, you know, I think it's been quite difficult without the tourist market here, because that was quite a big part of their income. And so a lot of them have been trying to push work overseas, trying to sell work overseas, but it's hard because we don't have online payment facilities here. A lot of the overseas banks don't recognise the Tongan pa'anga.
Right.
So we can't do online payments. And then, of course, there's only one flight per week in and out of Tonga at the moment. So it's difficult to send freight as well. It's really expensive and it's really slow.
Oh, yeah.
So it's had a big impact on us.
And what are the type of artwork that's there at the moment? Is it painting? Is it weaving?
At the moment, we've got just paint work and some photography of mine. But we're working towards another show, which will be to celebrate Matariki in the middle of the year, which the New Zealand High Commission is always, you know, supports us with. And so we'll be looking at doing quite a lot of different mediums in that show. So this one that we're doing now was kind of, you know, it was a last minute thing, really. We just got a group of artists together and said, look, let's do something to keep people's interest alive, you know?
Hei, o ko, ia, pōpō, pito, and it's unfortunate, you know, that COVID has really impacted, you know, incomes and livelihoods of our people,
yeah.
Especially those in Tonga. You know, there are help, you know, here in New Zealand for those to get by for now, but, you know,
right, in
other situations in other countries, it's a little bit much more difficult or more challenging. Can you tell me about how it's been so far? So you opened last week and some good news of it continuing this art sale. Can you tell me how it's going so far?
Yeah, so we've had quite a few sales. It's been going really well. And also I've had a lot of people messaging me asking how they can get work sent overseas to them. So that's really encouraging. So it's something that I'm going to try and pursue for people, you know, just explain to them that it will take, you know, at least a couple of weeks to get your item posted, and that the other problem is that we have to figure out bank transfers. I mean, there's a couple of us that have bank accounts in New Zealand which can be used, but otherwise it would be, you know, your Western Union kind of thing, which is difficult for a lot of people. So we do have to try and figure out payments
cool,
with
yeah.
the banks here. And yeah, it's hard.
And speaking of, you know, how challenging it is, you know, you mentioned that you are in an okay position because you have another job and this is just on the side. But for some of the artists, you know, you're one of five in this particular show or art sale. It's much harder because this is their main income. Can you tell me about some of their stories and how COVID has really, really impacted them?
So I know that two of the artists, this is CEO of CSL and his partner Serene, they're both creating work here and they're, you know, just really pushing it with galleries in New Zealand. They've got some buyers that take a lot of CEO's carvings. He does a lot of wood carving and bone carving, so he sends those to New Zealand on a regular basis. So that's a small income for them, along with some artwork that he's got in a show in Auckland at the moment. Luisa Fonua now, she had a small business here which catered ultimately to the tourist market. She made small handcrafts that she would sell to the tourists that used to come on the cruise ships and, you know, on the airlines that would stay in the hotel, which is completely gone for her now. So she's just, they're a single income family with her husband at the moment, he's the only one working. The other artist is Daniela Pizzolo, who is he's very proactive. He does a lot of mural work around Tonga. He travels to the other islands and does workshops with schools and just, you know, basically keeps himself really busy. So he's really motivated to get out there and do some work. So that's great.
Cool, yeah, and it's nice that we have this chat because now you can, you know, promo your art sale for Tongans that are listening in from Tonga as well. Give us the details for those who are listening in from Tonga, from the Kingdom of Tonga, and maybe in the future we can set up an online thing so we can also help purchase some of the artwork. But tell us what's on sale for the next week.
So we've got, yeah, everybody's got some paintings and print work on sale at the moment. We'll put them up on Facebook. There's a page called the Matariki Art Gallery and also the Mea Offa Art Gallery. So those are two pages that we have on Facebook that we use here. So we'll put those up online and then hopefully we can try and figure out how to do the online sales and post everything out to everybody.
So it's Langa Whanua at the moment. That's the place to be, eh?
Yes, Mana
Whanua
is the place to be.
Tō atu. Ofalahi atu tānia, mālo au pito, and hou e ki pēmwe kai ngā whanua.
Mālo, JP.
Kōia, and the listeners who are tuning in from Tonga, if you love and appreciate local art, wonderful way to purchase and support our local artist over there in the Kingdom of Tonga. Langa Whanua is the place that you can view and also purchase some of the local work by our talented artist. Ofa lahi atu tānia, mālo au pita kau mai he polo kalama. Ofa atu.
Okay, mālo.
Ho eki mō hamata pule. We're about 5 minutes away from the top of the hour.